first, let's get the 8 o'clock news with Karen Carthy.
Police in Downpatrick in County Down have begun a murder inquiry after a man was found dead in a house in the town. The PSNI said a man in his 30s had been arrested. In an incident in which police say is linked, a parish priest was attacked at his church in the town yesterday morning. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley reports.
Police launched a murder investigation after the body of a man was found at a house on the outskirts of Downpatrick around midday on Sunday. It came not long after Canon John Murray was assaulted in the sacristy of St Patrick's Church in the town. He'd been preparing for 10:30 Mass when a man approached him and asked him to hear confession. The parish priest was then attacked with a bottle and sustained a serious head injury. Police are investigating a link between the two incidents. A 30-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of murder and remains in custody. Last night, hundreds of parishioners gathered for a vigil in memory of the murder victim and to pray for the recovery of Canon Murray. He's seriously ill but stable in hospital. The church where he was assaulted remained sealed off last night. Masses there have been cancelled until further notice. The priest, who is in his 70s, had been due to retire later this week. He'd been preparing for his last Sunday Mass when he was assaulted. Conor McCauley, RTE News.
There's been widespread condemnation of the killing of the prominent Al Jazeera journalist Anas Al-Sharif in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Four other Al Jazeera journalists were also killed in the strike near Gaza City's Al-Shifa Hospital. The Committee to Protect Journalists said it was appalled and accused Israel of labelling reporters as militants without credible evidence. Al Jazeera said Israel was trying to silence its coverage. Mohammed Mouawad is the managing editor of the broadcaster.
The fact that Anas al-Sharif and Mohammed Qareqa, young journalists from Gaza, has been smeared, and despite that they continue the coverage, means that they are the only voice for the voiceless in Gaza. We are the only news outlet reporting from inside Gaza. The journalistic community isn't placing pressure enough on the Israeli government to stop targeting journalists.
Australia has become the latest country to say that it will recognise a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly next month. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the decision was prompted by the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza and Israel's expansion of illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank.
Australia will recognise the right of the Palestinian people to a state of their own, predicated on the commitments Australia has received from the Palestinian Authority. We will work with the international community to make this right a reality. Australia is making this statement today following our Cabinet meeting as part of a coordinated global effort building momentum for a two-state solution.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is to attend a meeting of EU foreign ministers today to discuss the conflicts in both Ukraine and Gaza. The meeting will focus on Russia's continued aggression against Ukraine and the situation in the Middle East. The Taoiseach, who will attend the meeting virtually, is expected to say that Ukraine must be involved in any talks that take place and that a ceasefire is more imperative now than ever. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said he wants to avoid the US President Donald Trump being misled by the Russian President Vladimir Putin at their summit on Friday. The two men are due to meet in Alaska to discuss ending the war. There's so far been no confirmation that President Zelensky has been invited to the talks. In his regular video address, Mr. Zelensky warned that Russia was aiming to deceive.
Of course, our team is working with the United States of America. We are in constant communication on how to ensure real peace. We understand the Russians' intention is to try to deceive America. We will not allow this. I greatly appreciate the determination with which President Trump is committed to stopping the deaths in the war.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Many places dry today with spells of warm sunshine developing. Rain in the north will gradually clear by early afternoon, along with the possibility of some rain in the southeast. Feeling humid with highest temperatures of 21 to 26 degrees.